swords, spears, knives, and hammers, all made out of cardboard, were carried from vehicles to the battlefield on the chilly winter afternoon. People donned their chest plates and helmets, either glued or taped together, and some decorated with paint. Before the battle, all of the items were inspected to confirm, one, they were cardboard, and two, they were safe. Each participant also took a pledge of safety, led by organizer and Chapel Hill High School student, Jessica Love.
I'm just a nerd that likes to play with cardboard. I know that this is just a game, and I will be friendly with other players. I will not cause problems for the staff or other players, and I'll have fun beating each other up with cardboard.
Then the mayhem began. Two groups lined up and charged toward each other. People began swinging their makeshift weapons, trying to find weak points in armor and attempting to knock each other over. When someone's torso or upper body protection was dismantled, or in some cases when they were toppled over, their time in the battle was finished.
Get him! Get him! Pull his armor off!
While she largely surveyed and enforced the rules on Saturday, Love told Chapelboro she was inspired by wanting to take part in this exact type of event. She described seeing videos online from a group in Australia that started a similar cardboard-driven event years ago, which has evolved into elaborate battles held at festival grounds.
A bunch of guys get together, build sheets of cardboard like this, and they fight each other to the death. Well, not to the death, but you get it. I was actually searching for things like this, and I found out there was nothing around, so I was like, I'm a high schooler now. I know how to do events and stuff.
The Carbro Cardboard War brought out all ages, but mostly participants who skewed on the younger side. Chapel Hill resident Alan Wynn briefly joined his two sons out on the field, saying he discovered the event on Reddit and knew his children would be excited to play.
My kids love fighting, and they love building stuff, and those two go hand in hand.
And walk me through your armor, your creation. What was it initially?
So my wife has a store. It was like stained glass stuff. And so I took her all her boxes. We only started like 12 an hour before, and we just started hacking stuff together as fast as we could.
Chapel Hill resident Ian Ostrowski met a dramatic fate, going down after being ganged up on by some fighters. He said he looked forward to making a second design of knight's armor for a future cardboard war.
I felt like it worked pretty well. It was a little too broad, restricted a little of the arm movement, so I think next time we gotta like cut some more space. Well, that was fun. Definitely going to get an earlier start next time, and I'm going to make a cardboard steed that I can ride in on. And I'm hoping that this continues every year, because this was so much fun, and hopefully it just grows and grows.
Oh, Bobblin!
As the participants began to thin out, the battle evolved. The remaining contenders split into two teams and were allowed to repair their weapons. Eventually, after more fighting, two of the oldest remaining participants, who were nicknamed Feral Boars, were told they had a special job to help the event end with a bang.
Y'all are gonna be some boss fights.
Boss fight?
Yeah. Heck yeah!
When the war resumed, the number of knights overwhelmed the Feral Boars and successfully tore their armor off. Afterward, many people came up to thank Love for the idea and for organizing the event. Whether they were a participant, cardboard crafter, or simply a spectator on Saturday, the friendly battle brought a smile to everyone's faces.
I mean, we've been having a lot of bad times recently in the world, so being able to blow off a little steam with your community and being creative, first of all, it's really good. It's going to be an annual thing, hopefully.
You can see photos from the Carrboro Cardboard War by heading to chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.